Couple of months removed from a Super Bowl victory, yet more signs that the Rams are growing roots in Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. Thanks for checking out the pod. Not only do I host Locked On Rams, but I also host the Rams pregame and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710. I've been doing that since the Rams came back to LA way back in 2016, and what a ride it has been since then. Don't forget to click that subscribe button on your podcast feed. That means that you get the podcast delivered right to your laptop, your phone, however you're doing it, every single day that we put a new one up there. Plus Locked On Rams on YouTube as well, and you can see and look at all the beautiful things that we talk about right here on the podcast. Okay. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. So these are the things that I want to get into on today's pod. The draft is coming up, obviously, later this week on Thursday. The Rams, unless something extraordinary happens, will not have a pick on Thursday. The Rams will probably not have a pick on Friday either, unless something unusual happens. They don't have a pick until 104. But going into the draft, how do you feel about where the Rams are as an organization? That's coming up in just a little bit. Plus, I want to talk about what the price was to get done what they did last year, because as we're seeing it more and more, we're getting some actual players. We're getting some actual pick numbers. What the Rams paid to go get Matthew Stafford, I think, becomes more and more palatable as the days go by. That's coming up in just a little bit. But let's start right here. You will see these lists periodically, the lists about the top-selling jerseys in the NFL, the lists about, you know, that it's kind of a reflection on, I think more than anything, a reflection on star players who move teams in a short period of time. Obviously, that's going to skew these numbers here a little bit, but I do think that there are some other numbers in here that are meaningful, in particular for the Rams. So let's kind of just go through this. The person at the top of this list is not a big surprise at all. Russell Wilson is number one on the list. You're thinking, Russell? Well, yeah, sure, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is on a new team in Denver with the Broncos, and every Bronco fan that is a jersey-wearing type of person is going to want the newest, hottest thing, right? If you're not going to wear your John Elway or maybe your Von Miller or, you know, Terrell Davis perhaps, and you're getting ready for this upcoming season, you're going to want to throw on a Russell Wilson jersey. So sure that they're number one, or that he's number one, not a big surprise there. The fourth biggest name on this, and I'm going to jump around here for a reason, but number four, Davante Adams, all of the same reasons, right? A new guy on a new team. Number three, right ahead of Davante Adams, Tom Brady. That one honestly surprises me because he's been there for a couple of years, maybe because he decided to come back. Maybe he's number three. But the one at number two I think is very, very interesting. Cooper Kupp is number two. Cooper Kupp had the second most jerseys sold as of this rating that was put out there. And again, they don't really give you a ton of metrics on when and how, but the Cooper Kupp is on there at number two, I think, is meaningful for a couple of different reasons. Number one, I think people are finally starting to realize who he is and what he does. That Super Bowl certainly took him to a whole nother level. And I'm talking outside of Los Angeles. We're going to double back to LA here in just a second. But if you are just one of those guys that likes to have the hottest player or whoever it is, then Cooper Kupp post Super Bowl MVP, sure, you're going to go out and get a Cooper Kupp. So I'm sure that's going to give him a spike in places outside of Southern California. But obviously the biggest spike are going to come in your hometown. Obviously we have, you know, tens of millions of people potentially here in the greater Southern California area that are potential jersey customers. But think about one of the raps that's talked about LA sports fans. Okay. And I consider myself among those people in that group, right? I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a Laker fan, and I'm certainly a Rams fan. But what is the rap on most of us most of the time? Fair weather, come early, or I should say leave early, arrive late, the whole thing, right? Fair weather fans and whatnot. And you know what? it's partially true. I think it actually conceals a bigger fact that we're actually pretty good fans. You have to put something on the field that we are excited about. It's not just, oh, you're here, therefore we're going to go, we're going to spend our money. You got to show us a little bit of something along the way, which is exactly why I think this is meaningful for Cooper Kupp and the Rams. Aaron Donald is also on that list. Aaron Donald checks in at number 7 on the list. The point being that when you look at these jersey sales, they are teams that are almost always associated with good teams, and especially here in Los Angeles. That if you're looking at some of these guys, then all of a sudden the reason Cooper Kupp is spiking is because the fair-weathered, or maybe perhaps less fickle, might be a little bit more of a accurate description, they're going to go out and get the jersey of the guy that just got something done. Here, oh, the Rams are pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to go get my jersey. I better make sure that I have what I need the next time that I head on over to SoFi Stadium. Whereas before, because, you know, sometimes people here or the Johnny-come-latelys or whatever, the Niners are pretty good. Maybe I'll go get a Niner jersey, or maybe I got to go a little throwback and I'll go with a Steeler something or other, or a Cowboys or whatnot. But now that the Rams are the team, that the Rams are the Super Bowl champions, I think it just demonstrates how much that this has grown along the way, because you look at some of these things and you go to a Rams game, right? If you haven't been lucky enough to go to one of those, the vast majority of the jerseys that you're going to see when you walk into SoFi are 99. They're Aaron Donald. And why wouldn't they be, right? Aaron Donald is the best player on that team. Aaron Donald is one of the most dynamic players in the entire league. And you feel pretty good that Aaron Donald's going to be here for a while, that they're not going to ship him out. After that, it's been kind of a mixed bag along the way. We saw a lot of Todd Gurley for a period of time. He's out of the league. You saw a pretty good portion of Jared Goff jerseys. He's gone. You see a pretty good portion of Matthew Stafford jersey right now. Why not? He's the new guy here. He's very good. He's a Super Bowl champ, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to have some of those. But Kupp feels like that next guy that you're going to really be able to hang your hat on, that you're really going to be. It's not just the biggest name guy on the team, but it's maybe the next layer down. And Cooper Kupp, you know, we talked about this on Locked On Rams last week. Yet another reason you need to make sure that you subscribe to this on a daily basis is when you hear somebody say that I just want what's fair for both the player and the team, fans love that stuff. They're going to line up for it left and right so that he said what he said. I think that people feel pretty good about going to buy one of those jerseys. Put it this way. If you're going to go, you're probably not going to buy an Allen Robinson jersey. You don't know. Robert Woods just left. Odell Beckham Jr. may have been here for a half a season before he turns around and maybe leaves again. Maybe not. But Cooper Kupp is a guy that you can feel really good about buying that jersey for. And I think it speaks to the Rams' success. I think it speaks to him and the sort of resonance that he has in the area. And more than anything, I think people are starting to get on board with this team. I think that what happened last year is an unbelievable juice to the system, because unlike some other places, when the Houston Texans showed up in Houston after the Oilers left, people were so excited to have football back that Texans showed up. Yep, I'm back in with the Texans. Let's go. And they got a really good fan base. I lived in Houston for a while, and they've done they're disappointed in what they've seen, but they're invested. They're all about the Houston Texans. Good for them. It's not like that here. You're going to have to, okay, you're here. Cool. You any good? 4-12? I don't know. And they wait, and they wait. And even when they got better, it's like, yeah, but are you the best? Are you a champion? And now that those things are true, I think you're going to start to see more jersey sales, and I certainly think you're going to start to see a generation of LA Rams fans that feel very good about where their team is. Okay, coming up next, I want to talk about the draft, which is just a couple of days away. Do you like this, Rams fans? Do you like knowing exactly what your team is going to look like, more or less? Or do you like the excitement of the unknown headed into the NFL draft? That is straight ahead, but not before we talk about Athletic Greens. AG1. I've been taking AG1 for, the better part of nearly 2 months now, and I got to tell you, I've taken vitamins on and off before, different sorts of ways, and pills and everything else. And invariably, you kind of fall off because you forget to take them. You're taking all those pills. It's kind of a drag. Not AG1. It is just unbelievable. You wake up in the morning, you put a scoop of the powder into a cup of water, you shake it up, you drink it, it tastes good. And you've got everything that you could possibly need in one bottle, right? I mean, tons of people take some kind of multivitamin. It's important to choose one with high quality ingredients. You know, your body's going to absorb all of this stuff, right? But AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. And it's easy. It tastes good. It's not as expensive as you might think it is. Think about this. It's less than $3 a day. Okay. If you are buying a cup of coffee every day, you're spending more than something like that. It's cheaper than getting all of these different supplements yourself. You got to try AG1. It gives me a nice little pop in the morning. I'm feeling better. My gut health is more regular than it's ever been before. You feel really, really good about it. So right now it's time for you to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop and a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a different pill supplement for this, that, and everything. AG1 has you covered. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NFL Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NFL Network to take ownership of your health and pick the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. And now for a big announcement. For the first time ever, Locked On is hosting live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft from our studios in Dallas with pick-by-pick analysis from our local team of experts and draft gurus. Tune in all 3 days as our draft team guides you through every pick and every trade in real time. It all starts on Thursday, April 28th. That is at 4 o'clock Pacific, available on Locked On NFL YouTube page and on the Odyssey app. Okay, so just a couple of days away from the NFL draft. And of course, I think most NFL teams, if not just about everybody that isn't the Rams, have kind of used the draft as the most, how do we want to call it? The most traditional way of trying to make your team better than it was the year before. That the draft is kind of the lifeblood of your organization, that you hope to find, you know, maybe one very good player every year, maybe one or two starters along the way, and then maybe some depth. And then, you know, you find these three or four things, you turn it over every single year. By the time your really good players are aging out, you've got your new good player, on and on and on as the cycle goes. And you look at a team like, I don't know, Jacksonville, who has the first pick this year. You look at a team like Cleveland, who's been in a perpetual rebuild, or so the Houston Texans, who we just talked about a minute ago. The Jets seem to be picking near the top of the draft every single year. And I get it. The excitement of, hey, are we going to get a new quarterback? Hey, are we going to get that pass rusher? Are we going to get that guy that protects us from the other team's pass rusher? Are we going to find a playmaking wide receiver? Are we going to find a ball-hawking defensive back who can maybe turn some defense into some offense and get some short fields? Whatever it is your team might be looking for. It's exciting. I get it. It's very thrilling to think about the unknown. It's exciting to think about what your team might look like. Hey, if this guy becomes as good as we hope he might, and if the other guy we get is a little bit better than we think he might have been, and if this guy does that, and if this guy does this, and you talk yourself into all of these things breaking right. Okay, that's kind of the dream, right? That's kind of the goal of your NFL team. What if I told you, I sound like a 30 for 30 ad. What if I told you there was a team that gave away all of their draft picks and ended up winning the Super Bowl anyway? Well, that's exactly what they did. The Rams won't pick unless they move up, which is very unlikely. They're going to, if anything, they're probably going to move back in the draft. The Rams won't pick until the 104th pick in the draft. And I get it. Thursday night, where maybe your buddies that are from, you know, well, nobody's really a Jacksonville fan, but let's, you know, play along for the theory of the exercise. You have a buddy that said, he's excited. Hey, who are we going to get? Just like they were excited the year before. Hey, we're going to get Trevor Lawrence. Okay. How'd that work out? I'm not saying it's a wash. All I'm saying is the excitement of the draft is like a 2-month window where you get incredibly pumped up about what it may look like. You talk yourself into these things, and then the reality hits you out there and play. And if you're really good at the draft, you get maybe half of these high round picks right. Half. That means that you get half of them wrong. That if you, you know, sometimes you get a guy, sometimes you get somebody that can't do anything. What's that like? Does that beat the alternative? And the alternative is exactly what the Rams have been doing for the last several years, which is, look, you can have your picks. I'll take Jalen Ramsey. You take the picks. I'll take Brandon Cooks. I'll take Sammy Watkins. I'll take whoever these guys are that are coming in. And I'll take Von Miller for half season. You guys take those picks. You know exactly what you're getting. Now, there's always injury. There's always fit and all these other issues. But there's no question that when they went out and got Jalen Ramsey, you knew exactly what you're getting. What are you going to get the Rams? And we'll talk about this coming up in the next segment. The Detroit Lions are going to draft 32nd because they get the Rams' first-round pick, right, from the Matthew Stafford trade. You think they're getting anything within 1,000 miles of good of Matthew Stafford? Of course they're not. And they're going to do the same pick next year. Maybe it's not 32. Maybe it's 25 or 29 or whatever it is. But you're not finding difference makers there very often. And you're certainly not finding them if you're the Detroit Lions and you don't know who to pick in the first place. That's where these Rams teams are. That's where I get it, that where this is the second biggest event on the NFL calendar, right? The NFL calendar is Super Bowl is not just the biggest event in the league. It's the biggest event in this country as far as sporting events go. And then it's the draft. And then you have, you know, games for your team, NFC Championship, AFC Championship, all those sorts of things. But the draft is a big deal. And the Rams are just kind of cracking their knuckles, hanging out at that fancy house up in the Hollywood Hills and saying, let us know when pick 104 rolls around. Now, the pressure on that is far different than the pressure that's going to come up on Thursday night and even portions of the day on Friday, because those first-round picks are the ones that everybody remembers, right? But where you make the bones of your team are in the fourth round, the fifth round, the sixth round, hopefully. And the Rams, you know, not even hopefully, they need to hit some guys there because they've gone away from all of those other picks. But the point of all of this is, of course you feel good about where the Rams are right now. Why wouldn't you? You know exactly. We have Bobby Wagner. We have Aaron Donald. We have Leonard Floyd. We have Jalen Ramsey. You've got all of these guys on that side of the defensive ball. You know the guys that are coming back. And maybe one or two guys drop in and end up being some starters or add some depth pieces that are drafted in the fifth and sixth round. Okay. But it's not going to make or break your team necessarily. Same thing on offense. Okay, we got Kupp. We got Stafford. You got Higbee. You got, you know, take Allen Robinson. Maybe you got Odell coming back. We'll see how that shakes out over the course of the next couple of days or weeks. But the fact of the matter is there is none of this. Well, if this guy can only become as good as blank. Well, the Rams aren't doing the good as blank. They're taking the blank. They're taking the other guys. And while maybe it's far less exciting, it's certainly been incredibly effective. You see the Kansas City Chiefs, or I should say the Dolphins, have kind of gone about it like this. You look at a team like the Raiders that have gone about it. They're thinking, okay, we need another wide receiver. Give me Davante Adams. You guys take the picks over there. I'm not going to worry. I know that I got Davante Adams, who's one of the best receivers in the league. I'll take him. You guys get the picks. And if the Raiders go a little bit further than they did last year, instead of picking 22nd or wherever it is they are thereabouts, maybe it's 27, 28. That's the point. Your picks become less valuable the better off you do. And those you're going to have to find your depth other places. The Rams have shown that they can do it. So while it's terribly underwhelming, you know, doing all this pre-draft stuff and people, well, I think they're going to go here. What do? You move up here? Well, you just wait and see who's left by the time you get to 104. You make your list of the guys you like and you take them and your fans are kind of like, yeah, I don't ever even heard of that guy, right? The cornerback from Sam Houston State that they may take. It's like, okay, I don't know. We won the Super Bowl last year, though. Jalen Ramsey's still on the team, right? I like doing that draft a lot better than hoping that some guy I see at 21 years old turns out to be a good player by the time he's 26 or 27. I'll take the 26, 27 that I know exactly what it is that he's going to do. Speaking of the price for Matthew Stafford is starting to come into focus a little bit. We'll get into that next. I like my Built Bars pretty much every day. But you know what I really like them? I like them on a day like today when you're coming off of a weekend and maybe you've made some choices that maybe weren't the best choices health-wise. Maybe you ate a little bit too much. You had a couple too many beers at one point or another. You're feeling like, I got to get back on track. Built Bar allows you to get back on track, right? Some of the resolutions you made at New Year's probably long gone, but you can still make some really good choices with that snack, with that bar that you put in your bag, in your desk, in your car, whatever it is. Go to Built.com right now. You're going to love it. It's all about the taste. Like, I can tell you about all the numbers, right? The 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, all that stuff. You're thinking, okay, what does that mean? They taste great. They fill you up. They're incredibly satisfying. And you didn't put a bunch of terrible stuff in your body that you're going to be hungry again 5 minutes later. And you're going to go do it all over again and go down that downward spiral. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off of your order. It is the easiest good choice you're ever going to make. Use the promo code one more time. LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. And I'm just saying, coconut almond. So when the Rams made the move for Matthew Stafford shortly after the end of the regular season 2 years ago, the price was high. the price was a couple of first round picks and your own starting quarterback, a guy that was picked number one not that long ago, right? Way back in 2016. And it was done with, you know, now in the clear day of light, knowing that Matthew Stafford not only was good enough to win the Super Bowl, but was in large part responsible for you winning the Super Bowl, it's a no-brainer, right? You said, well, of course, why wouldn't you have done that if you knew the end result? But you got to kind of go back to when the decision was made. And the decision at the time was looked at as, yeah, there's no question that Matthew Stafford is a better quarterback than Jared Goff, but is he that much better that you give up two first-round picks? And because we didn't know exactly whether Stafford was good enough. Better than Goff, yes. Good enough to go where the Rams ultimately ended up going. No one knew for sure. Now, I'm sure Sean McVay, Les Snead, and some others would tell you, no, we had a really good idea that all this guy needed to be was put in a system that functions, that put into a system that's had some basic competency, and his ability, his ability to make all the throws, his toughness, his intelligence, all of those things would get magnified to a point where winning the Super Bowl, you know, it's never a given because it's really hard to do it. But it would be one of those things that you feel really good about your chances. Well, they did get it done. And here's with the draft coming up here on Thursday night, the Rams will not pick in the first round. And instead, the 32nd pick in the draft will go with the Detroit Lions. A couple of different things here. Now, could the Rams have found somebody at 32 that could help their team? Of course they could have, right? Would the Rams have found somebody at 32 that was going to change the fortune of their franchise? Odds are very low, right? Very unlikely that you find a transcendent player at that time. Not impossible, but very unlikely. Of course, there's the Joe Montanas and the Tom Brady's and the Russell Wilson's and these sorts of things, but very unlikely, especially in this year's draft. When you look at quarterbacks, the guys I just mentioned, you're not going to find. You're going to find an Aaron Donald at pick 32? Very unlikely. You're probably not even finding a regular guy that's going to make a Pro Bowl or two along the way. Maybe, maybe not. I don't think so. Matthew Stafford, number 32 pick. You're thinking, yeah, Trav, but that's not it. That's not it. They're going to get another first-round pick next year. Let's play it out. Best-case scenario, you're picking 32nd again, okay? And look, while I'm optimistic on what the Rams are going to put together this year, a million things have to break your way for you to win a Super Bowl. So the odds are they probably will not, right? They probably will not be back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions. We've only seen one of those in the last 20 years. The Rams, I think, have a chance, but I don't know how good of a chance it is that you cash your ticket like that. But let's go a little bit more pessimistically. Let's talk about this. What the worst outcome, and I don't want to even talk about worst outcomes because that's talking about injuries to some key players. But let's just say that the Rams just do not, all the breaks that kind of fell their way, that let's say half of them don't or most of them don't. Rams are still probably the best team in that division. Rams probably still find a way to win 9 or 10 games, which probably gets you into the postseason. And now you're picking somewhere 23, 24 and up. Okay, so the 32nd pick and the 23rd pick, let's round off the 20th pick to the Detroit Lions, who don't know how to use these picks in the first spot, to where you're probably not going to get transcendent players in those spots to begin with. Is that not the easiest deal in the world to make? And I'm not even talking about winning the Super Bowl necessarily, because you don't, but just the idea of picking past 22, 23, 24, a couple of years in a row, you're not finding a multiple-time NFL Pro Bowl quarterback the way that Matthew Stafford was. And I'm not talking Pro Bowl in the sense that they're the eighth alternate and everybody else would rather go to Disney World than go on the vacation that they have now for the Pro Bowl. I'm talking about one of the two or three best at their position in the conference. And that's what Matthew Stafford was for a long time. He was a guy that put up big numbers on bad teams, but we know now that that was just a function of the team, not so much with him. Starting to see what these picks look like, starting to see what they were able to do. The Lions are still looking for a quarterback. They had a nice finish to their season. Dan Campbell got them to play pretty hard, so credit to them along the way. But my goodness, is that not in retro? You know, sometimes you look at those trades in the cold, you know, the morning after, and you're like, oh boy, you know, yeah, we made a couple of playoff runs, but yeesh, look at, they got this guy and they got that guy. Sure doesn't feel like that. Look at the Jacksonville trade, right? Who did Jacksonville get for Jalen Ramsey? Exactly. You don't know. Neither do I. The Jacksonville Jags probably don't remember who they were, right? A couple of guys that probably played a little bit here, a little bit there, never really made an impact. You know how I know that's probably true? Because nobody on Jacksonville makes an impact. The only guys that do are the guys that get traded, like Jalen Ramsey. They hired Urban Meyer as their head coach. Go figure, right? Rams made a great move. They're not going to pick very many guys in the upcoming draft, certainly not towards the high end. But when the draft is exciting for everybody else, the Rams had the exciting part at the end of February, middle of February, when they won the Super Bowl. And I would assume they'd be happy to do that all over again. All right, thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker, they bring the NFL draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It, too, is free and available wherever you get your podcast. Coming up on Locked On Rams tomorrow, here we are, a couple of days before the draft. What is the state of the NFC West? We'll take a look at the three other teams in the division where the Rams rank accordingly. That's coming up tomorrow. Until then, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.